Yaakov asks him, don't bury me in Egypt. Rashi says, Egypt will become, I don't want the Egyptians to make me into a god. I don't want them to worship me. Why was Yaakov concerned about that? It says that the Gemara in Chagiga, in Megillah says that Hashem called Yaakov El. So in Chutz La'aretz, Yaakov was concerned for this, because in Eretz Yisrael, where Hashem's holiness is revealed and the holiness of Israel is revealed, there's no room for error, because people understand that the Ribbono Shalom and the Torah and Am Yisrael were all one. And so even if Yaakov is called El, no one's going to confuse that. Everyone understands that the idea of calling Yaakov El, when the Gemara says it, means Yaakov is is an extension of the Ribbono Shalom in the way he is so faithful and dedicated to the Ribbono Shalom. So people will understand that it means his shine, his radiance of holiness is reflecting the Ribbono Shalom. But in Chutz La'aretz, where you can't really connect to this idea of being so connected to Hashem, so what people see is, look at Yaakov, look at how he shines. And there a person can start feeling like Hashem is holy, but there are holy people too. They can start feeling like Yaakov is a deity. Worship Yaakov because he's a holy person. In Eretz Yisrael, you understand Yaakov's holiness is a reflection of the Ribbono Shalom. There's no room for error in saying, now let's worship Yaakov. But in Chutz La'aretz, things are less clear. That's why Yaakov was concerned for that.